The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And I want to tell you about a survey from LinkedIn as it's published today. It says more than 60% of women said there was still a stigma attached to taking a career break to look after your children. That might not be anything new to a lot of our listeners, but it begs the question, how do we reduce that number below 60%? Well below. Rhonda Doyle is the Director of Operations at Schneider Electric Ireland. Rhonda, you're very welcome to the show. I don't usually ask this question of people, but how many kids have you got?
So I have two, Kieran. So hello, I have two, a 3.5 and a 9-year-old.
And what time and what length of time did you take off work for those kids?
So the first child I took 9 months and the second child I took 12 months. And then I've experienced myself of leading others in the organisation who've taken various periods of time or career breaks.
And was there a reason that you didn't go for the full 12 months first time round?
Yeah, I think a lot of parents themselves will put the pressure on themselves around when I should be back to work and wanting to show that you're still engaged in the work and that your role or your job is still important to you. So for on my first child, I felt the 9 months was kind of a nice balance, whereas I think on the second time I was more confident and I had quite an age gap between mine. So I was more confident saying, OK, that's the right thing for me and my family at that time and where I was in my career. And I think they're very personal choices for people.
So to bring things back then to this survey from LinkedIn, Rhonda, 60% of women said there's still a stigma attached to taking these types of breaks from work. I mean, did that surprise you at all?
Didn't surprise me, but I think what we're seeing is more and more companies are embracing flexible working policies, not just for women, but for everybody. So, for example, at Schneider, we have a people first approach and a global family leave policy. And that's for women, but all parents or anybody who may need to take care for an elderly parent, etc. So we're seeing more and more of those policies starting to come online from companies over the last couple of years and more partners or men sharing the paternity or maternity leave as well.
So you get a sense that despite that figure being what it is, that there is possibly a change in culture?
There's definitely a shift in, you're seeing it as the companies start to publish new policies like that. There's definitely a shift in the types of leave that people can take. And it centres not just around maternity leave, but the other types of leave. More and more, I think, employees, as they seek for roles and companies, are looking for that flexibility. And that would be a key theme, that as we engage in how to attract and retain employees, flexibility for all employees is coming up.
Where stigma still exists, though, I wonder, what's your experience of how it manifests itself? I mean, is it the odd comment and the eye roll, or is it something much more malign? Is it seen in terms of recruitment?
It's probably around the odd comment. What we found is it's really then around awareness and education. So if we think about it at anybody's point in their life, whether it's children or caring for somebody, or you just have a hobby that you want to give time to, everybody has moments in their life cycle of their career where they need a little bit of time. And that's what we try to focus on now, is how can we support people around that time and educate employees that people have different needs. And it's more looking to, what does it take to fulfill that job? And it's not that you're seen, you know, in presenteeism as they're at a start time or a particular end time, but somebody's actually able to deliver on their job if they're empowered and flexible to do so. And that would be, I think, a key theme now that we're hearing, is how can you empower employees to deliver their job in the time that they, you know, feel that they can work around certain aspects of their life, be it dropping children or completing a course outside of work, etc.
I wonder to what extent as well will the last couple of years and the experience of remote working and flexible working, would it help to bring down that number as well? You know, that again, it I suppose that experience reinforced the idea, the argument that, you know what, you don't all need to be in the office all the time.
Exactly. I think those days of presenteeism, of being in the office all the time, obviously it depends on the roles that we have. People have different roles. But for roles where you can have flexibility of either the location where people are at, you can then have flexibility of hybrid working. So, for example, we have a global policy now of 2 days at home. if people have particular, say, maternity leave situations, they might begin to talk to us about a shorter work week. And then as people start to think about coming back into the office, whether it's maternity leave or even from a long-term sick leave or something that has happened, how do we support people coming back into the organisation? And more, it's normalising those situations for people, and that's what helps remove the stigma.
I suppose the drawback some, though, talk about, Rhonda, with flexible working is that it's it can or it might be used as a way to heap more pressure on women, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? That it kind of now you have the flexibility to fulfill all of those duties, those stereotypical duties at home and to work all the time. Isn't it great?
Mm-hmm. I think, though, what's come out of the last couple of years as well is the fact that we are seeing more shared leave, and even myself observing more of my male colleagues and team members coming forward and saying, hey, I need some flexibility to pick up the children. It really shifted is that it was just for the women to solve for, and now it's seen for partners to solve for together. How are they going to solution this? And again, by companies having inclusive policies that allow for men or women or anybody to apply for the leave that they need to support them in their lifetime moments. And again, focusing back on what's the output that we need people to deliver.
The other thing as well, that's the other trend you mention, is, you know, more men taking leave to do their bit around the child rearing roles. Having said all that, I mean, as a man listening to it, you might be forgiven thinking, God, if there's this stigma still attached to taking time off work, I'm not sure I want to do it.
Yeah. And again, that goes back to the awareness and education. What I've seen work well in the business is having employees who successfully done it come back and share their stories. And, you know, again, if you think about it, whether it's a couple of weeks or a couple of months, in somebody's lifetime of their career, particularly with a company, it's a short window of time. And I think people really need to take that longer term perspective, come back and share those stories in the business. And then it encourages others to do that. And it also gives others often in the business an opportunity to step up and cover. And it supports that whole learning life cycle.
All right. Well, listen, Rhonda, it's been really interesting talking to you. Rhonda Doyle is the Director of Operations at Schneider Electric Ireland. If it's not the menopause and period pain, it's children and leave. Women are the worst at judging other women. Maybe someday the media will focus on issues affecting men, like male sufferers of domestic abuse. I'm not going to make light of domestic abuse. Of course I'm not. But I mean, is that, are you really suggesting? Have you really wasted 30 cent texting in to suggest that there's never any talk of issues that affect men in the media? I mean, Jesus Christ, give me a break.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
At Virgin Mobile, we're putting more zing into amazing. Introducing the amazing mobile sale. Join us now and get unlimited data calls and texts for just €10 a month for 12 months. But hurry, shop the amazing sale today at virginmobile.ie or in-store. Virgin Mobile, bring on amazing.
SIM only plans, €25 a month after offer. Cancel any time on 30 days notice. Ends 8th of June 2022. For T's and C's and acceptable usage policy, see virginmobile.ie.